Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. So consumer awareness in this green climate change world is difficult enough. But if you're at a restaurant ordering, say, seafood of some kind, and they're giving you the specials and your mouth is watering and it's just sounding so delicious, is there a moment in that transaction when you can go, but hey, is that fish sustainable? But hey, is that fish contaminated? And is the waiter even going to help you with that? Probably not. But Dane Klinger is on the case. He's co-creator of something called Fish Phone, and he's on the line with us. Dane?
Good morning.
So if I'm at a restaurant, and I've got a choice between Chilean sea bass and tilapia and lobster and, say, you know, Alaskan salmon, what do I do with the Fish Phone to get the information that I need to make a responsible dinner choice?
Basically, Fish Phone is a service where you're at the restaurant or you're at the seafood counter at the grocery store, anywhere you can buy food, and you just use your cell phone and text in to our service. You text in to the number 30644 with the message fish, and then the fish you're thinking of buying, and it texts back to you the environmental information. So what sort of impact does that fish have in terms of how it was farmed or how it was caught?
Now, I'm sitting at the restaurant, and the waiter, you know, sometimes they take about an hour to give you the specials, but sometimes it can only be like a minute or two. How quickly do you get this information back to me?
Instantaneously. So it depends on your cell phone, but it texts just like you would see a normal text.
And hopefully the cell line will be of better quality than you're on right now. But why do you think people need this information to purchase fish? What is so challenging about consumer awareness for purchasing fish?
Well, just that there are so many different types of fish, and all the different types of seafood aren't equal. Some are better or worse for marine populations in terms of how they're caught or how they're farmed.
Hey, Dane, have you been approached by any fishing interests hoping to influence your ratings? I'm guessing that if you've got somebody on the yellow or on the orange list, you know, they might come to you with a pocket full of money and say, hey, let's bump it up to green.
We have been approached with offers of that nature. We don't accept funding from fishing organizations, but we do incorporate research from government, academia, and the industry.
And you're going to learn from Fish Phone instantaneously right there at the table whether the fish that you're ordering is likely to be aquacultured or wild, whether it's contaminated or not, and whether it's overfished or not, correct?
Yes. And in the case of the worst fish in terms of the environment, we also recommend sustainable alternatives.
What's the worst fish that you should never order under any circumstances, quickly?
off the top of my head, bluefin tuna.
Bluefin tuna.
Oh, really?
Great. And why personally, and we only have a few seconds, why personally did you decide to do this? Why is this your mission?
Just grew up on the oceans, and I love fish, so I want them to be around for the next 100 or 500 years.
Where'd you grow up?
The Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Eastern Shore of Maryland is a beautiful part of the country. Dane Klinger, co-creator of Fish Phone, thank you very much, and we will be testing out that later today.
Thank you.
Fish Phone, where you can dial in on your cell phone and instantaneously get information on sustainable fishing populations, contamination of fish, and whether this is the kind of fish you actually should buy responsibly at the restaurant. And it won't even, like, bother the waiter.